Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today, we'll be talking about the hazmat spill that occurred on I-80 earlier this week near Tollgate Canyon and a new emergency communications plan for Summit County's Spanish-speaking community, the Spring Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day, and a few administrative matters across the county, including tax exemption status appeals, the approval of a Mountain Regional Water employee contract, the adoption of North Summit Fire District's job descriptions, and purchasing and procurement policies, and finally, some new members appointed to county committees. Let's get into the news.
On Tuesday afternoon, I-80 in Silver Creek Canyon was shut down in both directions near the tollgate exit due to a semi-rollover and hazmat spill. The most important thing is that the driver of the rolled truck is okay. However, the truck did spill roughly 40,000 pounds of organic peroxide that burned for more than 7 hours, which caused major traffic delays.
Summit County Environmental Health, Park City Fire, and North Summit Fire worked to clean up and clear the road and prevent further spread of the substance, which did go into a drain and was headed towards Silver Creek and the rail trail. Cleanup is expected to go into next week, and during that time, the rail trail will remain closed at the tollgate exit to help with the cleanup efforts and the excavation process.
We're just glad to hear everyone is okay, and we'll be sure to keep residents updated on the status of the rail trail and cleanup as we move forward. Now, moving into this week's county council meeting. On Wednesday, my co-host Derek and our colleague Bailey presented a new communications plan that will allow our department to better reach the county's Spanish-speaking population in times of emergency.
Thanks, Bridget. And just a little bit of background on this plan. A key component of it is a new emergency text line called Summit Alerta. And community members who choose to opt in to receive Spanish emergency alerts simply need to text Summit Alerta to 888-777. And this is just a small component of a larger effort we're taking to make sure that we're covering all of our communication channels and platforms, especially during emergencies, in all the different languages and things that we need to do to make sure that everyone is prepared and notified and has the information they need. So when incidents like Tuesday's hazmat spill occur, a text will be sent out with very basic information about the event, and oftentimes a phone number will be added to call for more information to keep you updated on this. And that phone number is connected to a community phone line recording with all the need-to-know information about the incident in English and Spanish.
Ultimately, the goal of the plan is to optimize the bilingual functions of the existing communications tools that we're already using so that our Spanish-speaking community has equitable access to information, especially in times of emergency.
Individuals that would be interested in this or know someone who could be impacted by this new plan, keep an eye out because we'll be releasing some more information and a campaign about this in the next few months. Several representatives from local community organizations were in front of council on Wednesday to appeal the revocation of their tax exemption status. And some context on this, was the first year that the county did not mail reminder notifications for organizations filing their 501c3 nonprofit property tax exemptions. With this in mind, council voted to accept the appeals of the organizations who stood in front of them on Wednesday night. Six more organizations will appeal their tax exemption status before council next week.
And in other council news, council convened as the governing board of Mountain Regional Water Special Service District on Wednesday evening to review the general manager employment contract for Peter Andrew Garland. They did approve the contract, and Mr. Garland will begin his role this coming Monday on April 25th, 2022. His term will last 3 years and is set to expire on April 30th of 2025.
And we want to give Andrew Garland a big welcome. For some background, he's going to be replacing Scott Morrison, who left Mountain Regional Water earlier this year. And thank you to Lisa Hoffman, the assistant director at Mountain Regional Water, who has been leading the organization during this transition in their leadership.
Next up, council also convened as the governing board of North Summit Fire District at this week's meeting. And Fire Chief Ben Nielsen presented the district's updated job descriptions and purchasing and procurement policies to them for approval. Both were adopted by the council, and these adopted purchasing policies will allow the fire district to make planned and needed purchases of firefighter safety equipment, vehicle improvements, and facility improvements that will ensure the safety of those providing the service. It will also allow the chief and board to procure services to study the need for impact fees related to future capital needs of the district.
Summit County Council appointed Jody Rogers to serve the unexpired term of Lori Hogan on the Summit County Restaurant Tax Advisory Committee. Her term of service will expire on July 31st, 2022.
Council also appointed Kelly Hart and Vincent Novak to serve on the Snyderville Basin Open Space Advisory Committee, sometimes referred to as BOSAC. Kelly and Vincent's terms of service will expire March 6th of 2025.
Later on Wednesday at County Council, there was a public hearing on a proposal for a special exception for access roads to the farms at Blue Sky. After a lengthy discussion between the applicant, county engineering staff, members of the public, and County Council, the applicant withdrew their request for the special exception. From here, the applicant will continue to work with engineering staff to reach a more compliant proposal that better adheres with county code.
And finally, mark your calendar, Summit County, because Spring Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day is coming up on Saturday, April 30th in the Canyon's Cabriolet parking lot from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Think materials like paint, oils, any products under your kitchen cabinet or in your garage that you wouldn't want to drink. When toxic materials like these end up in the landfill, they leach into the ground and into our drinking water. So the goal of this event is to keep them out of our environment.
And in addition to some of those toxic and hazardous materials, thanks to a partnership with the Bicycle Collective and Sunrise Rotary, bikes in all conditions will also be accepted this year. These bikes will either be sold to fund the collective's charitable programs or donated to adults and children in need. All pieces that are unusable will be recycled. Mattresses are also accepted for $20 per item, and you can view a full list of accepted items at recycleutah.org/events.
And we just want to end with a special thanks to Recycle Utah, Park City Municipal, Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, and Park City Sunrise Rotary for making this event possible.
And that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.